It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students at the University of Colorado are being told to self-quarantine for 2 weeks by Boulder County health officials. CPR's Paolo Shalcita has more.
Officials say 76% of cases in the county are associated with university students. CU Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says if this rate continues, the campus may close, but did not offer any specific details on what the threshold would be.
The decisions about whether or not to move to remote instruction would be things that we would not want to be doing unilaterally, that we'd want to be doing those in coordination with Boulder County Public Health to make sure that we're approaching this in the right manner.
This week, the governor said the state's recent rise in coronavirus cases is being driven primarily by college students. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
Douglas County elementary school students could be back inside classrooms October 19th. The district's health dashboard is now green. That means COVID-19 rates are lower, allowing in-person learning. School board president David Ray says feedback from schools is needed before they're opened.
There's lots of logistics that need to be activated in order for it to be done smoothly. There are staff and teachers that need to have their voice amplified so we really understand what their needs are.
Middle and high school principals say they can't provide adequate spacing to bring all students back now. Boulder Valley School District is suing e-cigarette giant Juul. The suit accuses Juul of using deceptive marketing to target young consumers, resulting in devastating injuries. It also alleges Juul broke federal racketeering laws and hid results of studies showing its products were far more addictive than disclosed. Boulder's superintendent says students as young as fourth grade have been treated for nicotine addiction related to vaping. Juul insists its products don't target youth and are for adults who want to quit smoking cigarettes. Some Colorado counties will be receiving their ballot information booklets in more than one language ahead of the November election. CPR's May Ortega has more.
The so-called Blue Book must be distributed in languages other than English if a county has a large enough population that speaks another language. Registered voters in Denver, Conejos, Costilla, and Sawatch counties will receive the book in English and Spanish. Meanwhile, Montezuma County voters will have it in English and the native language of Ute. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny but hazy. This is CPR News.